Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. And it's Jill and Kim with One Harmonic Whole back at you again.
Yeah.
So today kind of travels over from yesterday's. A little heaviness going on around right now. A lot. Who are we joking? Man, it's like we're getting this teeter-totter effect. You're either trying to be in like calm, peaceful state where there's no chaos, and then it's like the other extreme is like chaos and like everything blowing up. It's like both of them are happening simultaneously, and it's like a, I'm going to call it mental fuckery. Yes. It's like,
that and is then, a really good phrase for it. Because just to be clear, with the mental piece, I do just want to really clarify that what we're saying here with the mental piece is that in our minds, we generate thoughts and we generate emotions. They come from our minds. There's an interaction between them. It's far more complicated than what we'll go into here. But just to clarify, when you talk about mental fuckery, it's not just thoughts. It's thoughts and emotions that we're talking about with that mental fuckery. I like that phrase. Cracking me up, Kim.
It's like you're trying to balance the physical body, okay? And we're trying to like, okay, I'm getting calm. I'm telling myself I'm calm. But then in your head, you're either in your emotions or in your thoughts, and then your body's just like, I don't know what you're doing to me, but I don't like it. It's just like right now it's chaotic type feeling. And Jill and I were trying to figure out what is something that's kind of easy, and I didn't get easy by any means. I got pulled to the challenge. I was like, ugh, like Survivor, that show, the show, the challenge on MTV, that one, all the, like, the gaming shows where people go in and it's all like mental, but also physical, and you have to calm your mental and your physical body to complete a task, a physical task or mental task, whatever it is. You have to stay calm in the state of chaos all around you. Mm-hmm. And that's like what happening right now and on my whole how do we handle that right now.
We're all like living our own individual personal survivor shows.
yeah
we got these big challenges in front of us, but we're also kind of, I think where the chaotic energy kind of comes in is we're going, I didn't want to be on this show.
Yeah.
How the hell did I end up on my own personal Survivor TV show?
Where's my cameras? Where's my money for this? Come on now.
Right? Like, it's one thing to watch it, and then it's another thing to be in it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, don't they win a prize if they win all of it? We're like, where's my freaking prize?
Yeah.
Yep. Of a prize.
Yep. Where's the incentive? Oh, Julia.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where's the incentive? You know, we have all these like goals and what we want, and it's just like the incentive inside to feeling like peace or calm and just confident and like, yeah, I know my stuff. But then, yeah, how do you win? How do you win to get to that?
Yeah,
and it's just winning. A lot of people on the show don't win. There's only one winner.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Where that's, I think a lot of us are not so enamored by taking on the mental fuckery stuff because we see shows like that where so many people fail. I'm going to use the word, they fail at the challenge. They don't win. They fail. And a lot of us, I think we feel like we're going to fail at this stuff. And it, you know, we were talking, as all our listeners know, Kim and I, we've talked about this, how we generally have a bit of a conversation before we record so that we can have a cohesive message. That's our hope anyway.
Yep.
And yeah, we were talking about this going, this is pretty, I don't want to say intensive. It's pretty in our faces right now. And we were literally trying all sorts of ways to not talk about it.
Yep.
We finally were like, oh, we need to talk about this game and how we can show up to it.
Okay. In my head, I heard you talk about life is just a game. What do you expect? I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, I just got called out on my own, or what they have been saying to us. We got called out. Like, you've been saying it's a game. We've been saying it's a game. Life is just a game. Like, this is just one of the challenges. This is one of those, like, not a curveball, but it's where, yeah, you have choices. And
right. And we put too much on the game of who wins.
Yep.
The game isn't who wins or who loses. The game is the experience.
Yep.
That's the game. I mean, we're literally here doing life to have the experience. We're not going to win all of it. We're not going to lose all of it. But we just, in our mind, the mental fuckery is that in our mind, we have all of these rules set up. Some one person has to win, which means everyone has to lose, and everyone else has to feel like a piece of shit because they lost.
Yep.
It's all, that's actually, those are lies. That's not the game.
Yep. But I think that's where people are at, is that why try? I'm just going to lose. There's always somebody better. There's always something better. Like, there's that. Yeah.
Why try? So I'm just going to lose. That is the core of it right now. Kim, you got that. You're struggling with something with your physical body. Why try? I'm just going to lose.
Yep.
You have lots of mental anguish, lots of mental stuff going on. Why try? I'm just going to lose, or nothing. That's probably in the mental aspect. It's more like nothing's going to change.
Yep.
Emotional. Cool. Yeah. Emotional stuff. You know, all I ever feel is the judged bad stuff. So why even try anything else? Like, that hopelessness then comes in. Yeah. We have really cornered ourselves in that with those rules. They're bullshit rules. Wow, there's some expletives flying today.
Yep.
They are.
They do not serve us. So, as we've talked in the past, there's only a couple rules that really are on Earth. You have the rule of gravity. Like, you can't change gravity.
Yep.
You can't do anything about gravity. It is just there.
Yep.
You're going to live it. So there are certain things that we understand you cannot change, but there's a lot that you can actually change. And I feel like a lot of you feel right now that you can't change anything. You can't do anything. It's out of your hands. It's out of your control. And we're going to call bullshit on that today, because you can.
So I would like to share this metaphor that you brought up, Kim, was the teeter-totter.
Yeah.
And that mental game we tend to play with, that teeter-totter. I'm over here and all the thoughts and all this stuff's getting, I'm only going to lose, so why do it? And then the emotions kick up, and now the side of the teeter-totter with all the emotions start getting really heavy because I'm hopeless, or I'm, you know, I'm a loser, I'm this, I'm that. And we're just swaying back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Okay, when you put it that way, it looks really fun. It feels fun. Now that it's like, okay, I'm over here. Now I'm up over here. Okay, how long are you going to keep me up over here? You have the one on the bottom holding the one up on top, like, ah, I got you.
When we come at it from the experience of it as a game, the experience being something that's enjoyable, not that the thing is enjoyable, but that the experience is enjoyable, even if we don't like the experience, when we come at it with that game mentality, it does start to lighten. It starts to, this is big. It's like, we got to give ourselves some time to let this one. These are some old habits, I think, that are melting away. Yep. Some old rules that don't apply anymore. Just know that in the midst of this, a lot of this chaos, that a lot of it is, much more of it is within us than we realize. And so much more of it is able to be calmed and played with and enjoyed than we've believed possible.
I keep seeing something that people need to watch. What is it when there's a whole bunch of balls on a like pendulum and then they like click back and forth and then they start off by one triggers the one on the other end and then they go back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
That thing.
What if
I see it? I see it. I don't know the name of it offhand.
Yes. I'm gonna Google this really fast. Okay. Newton's cradle. Newton's cradle ball. NEWTON. Newton's cradle ball. That's what I'm seeing. And it's like balanced balls, but you pull, so all the balls are hanging down in the middle and you pull one and you just let it go and it like forces the energy all the way through to the other side. And then the other side swings up and then it goes back and forth. So all of a sudden they're all swinging and then they move in a really cool pattern. That mm-hmm. is what they're saying. People need to realize that's kind of what's happening. Energy transfer from one extreme, kind of like your teeter totter, to the other extreme, and it like bounces and it goes up this way. And then at some point, they all become very harmoniously flowing together. So like, look at, like literally go online, go on to YouTube or something and watch that. If you have that at home, I just need you to sit and watch that for a few minutes today and watch how the pendulum swings, watch how the balls move and the energy transfers around them. You're like, that can actually help balance out some stuff in the brain.
Yeah, it's funny because as you were saying that, like your voice got kind of muted. Like I could hear you, but it was like you were really far away or through a whole lot of reasons going on. Yeah, and then even kind of moment of robot voice, very brief. But I was like, wow, this is definitely like we in general. I think right now there's a lot of people have a lot of resistance to doing these things, even watching the Newton's cradle. But it's like. It's what I want to say. It's just to show up and do it, and the results will come. And everything about our minds is saying that's bullshit, that's not going to work. Just try it.
Yep. Yep.
This is, it is absolutely like a simple little thing. Watch Newton's cradle, which explains why I didn't know that name, because I've never known that name before now. So thank you, Kim. I knew the device, just not the name.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure. So, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Right.
This is a long one and a crazy one. Wow. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Kim. All right. Until next time.